to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Have you ever heard of a guy by the name of Zig Ziglar? Now, some of you have. Some of you have no idea who this guy is. But Zig Ziglar was a motivational speaker. And when I say was, it's because he has passed away. He has gone on to wherever you go when you pass away. But I'll tell you what, he has left a legacy behind. And Zig Ziglar is one of those guys that helped other people by teaching them that they could do certain things. They could get over themselves. They could get themselves focused. They could get themselves motivated, and they could change their behaviors. Yeah. You know, he has a famous quote that I really like. And the quote goes like this. It says, "You can get anything you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want." Yeah, think about that for a second. Let's break that down a little bit. You can get anything you want in life. So, you know, the emphasis is on you. You getting anything you want in life. But here's the qualifier. If you help enough other people get what they want. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting paradox, isn't it? You know, what it basically is saying is that you can achieve anything you want in life, but you can't do it solo. You cannot do it solo. You have to help other people along the way. Just like you want other people to help you along the way. And I'll tell you what, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have embraced that concept. We have absolutely embraced it. I mean, one of the things that we do is we share information amongst our membership. We want to show people that decide to become members of our organization who want to use real estate as a catalyst to retire themselves, to do things the correct way. Yeah, you know, it's the concept like this. You know, I became a member a little over 3 years ago. And when I became a member, I had some real estate experience, but I wasn't doing things correctly. Now, I didn't know that at the time. I really didn't, because, you know, I had followed somebody else's program and I had done the things that they said to do, but I wasn't getting great results based on the investments that I made. And when I came to Lifestyles Unlimited, I went through our educational program, and I'll tell you what, it opened my eyes to things that I was doing wrong and allowed me to make corrective action so that I could correct the mistakes that I had made in the past so that the properties that I owned were starting to do the things that they should have been doing for me all along. And, you know, to be honest with you, there were a lot of people that helped me to get to that point. Yeah. And it is a primary emphasis of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We want to have our members assist each other. We want them to show what success looks like. Because, you know, you can go out and you can fail. You absolutely can fail. And it's not hard to do. Trust me, been there, done that. But to succeed right out of the gate, what are your odds of that? Well, I will tell you, based on what we do, they're very, very high. Because our entire educational program is designed to teach you what you need to know to successfully invest in residential income producing real estate, whether it's single family properties or whether it's multifamily properties. And the other thing that we do is a form of continuing education. Yeah, we do these events that we call case study. And at case study events, what happens is we bring our members back who have completed deals, and we give them the opportunity to show other people that are coming up behind them, or people like me that have already gone before them, information, because it is a way for us to continue to learn from each other. It's especially helpful for individuals just getting started, because when you get our educational package and you go through that educational program, we give you a lot of information, and sometimes it's difficult for people to process it all. But when you attend the case studies, you get to see the educational process in action. You get to see what other members are doing with their investment goals and objectives. And based on that, you don't have to fail your way to success. You just watch other people succeed, and that allows you to pattern your successes right out of the gate. We don't want our members to fail. We absolutely don't want them to fail. So we do everything in our power to set them up for success. And it is a very, very important component of what we do. Now, last night we had one of those case study events. You know, we've been able to do these things like once a week. And part of the reason we're doing them once a week is because, well, we've got a very robust team out there, and we've got all of the, you know, audiovisual technology, we've got all the technical stuff, we got all the things that you need in order to put these things together. And, you know, here's an interesting point. We don't go to a member and say, hey, you're going to present a case study. Far from it. What happens is members who decide they want to share, they come to us and they say, it's time for me to give back. And you know what we do? We say, awesome. Let's get you on the calendar, and let's let people see your success so that they can learn from you. We come back from the break. I've got a couple of single family deals I want to run by you that were presented last night. Really good information. Stick around. We'll be back after this.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to follow Zig Ziglar's advice. See, I want to get thing that I want out of life. And to do so, according to Zig, I have to help enough other people get what they want. So, you know, it kind of makes sense that I would just share the wealth. I would spread the information that I received last night to you so that you can understand that it is absolutely possible. It is absolutely a realistic goal for you to retire yourself using real estate as the mechanism to do so. Whether you have real estate investing experience, whether you don't, it really doesn't matter. And to be honest with you, we kind of like it when you come to us and you don't have any real estate investing experience. You know why? Because we don't have to fix bad habits. We don't. You know, I mean, when I came to Lifestyles Unlimited, I had bad habits. And you know what? They had to be fixed. But one of the guys that presented last night, Arnulfo, he came to Lifestyles Unlimited with no real estate investing experience. You know, this guy by trade is a pharmacist. He dispenses medications. I mean, that's what pharmacists do. They help other people all the time by, you know, doing the things that pharmacists do. And, you know, he came to Lifestyles Unlimited at about the same time I did. He joined in 2017. But one of the problems that he had was a little problem called analysis paralysis. If you've never heard that term before, what it means is this. You focus on something and you continue to focus on it. You continue to focus on it and you continue to you know, think it through and absorb it. Well, the bottom line is you spend so much time focusing on trying to do something that you never bother to actually do something. And for about 2 years, Arnulfo, he kind of stayed on the sidelines. Now, he was an active member, very active member. He came to events. He came to the case studies. I mean, he wanted to learn, and he did learn. But one of the challenges that he had was pulling the trigger. Yeah, you know, you have to put into play the things that you learn. And so finally, in 2019, he finally decided, that's it. I'm going to take the bull by the horns and I'm going to actually get started investing in real estate. Because, you know, he had a very solid goal. He wanted to retire early from his job by using the passive income that comes from correctly investing in real estate. Yeah, I mean, that was an excellent goal of his, but you've got to take action. You have to actually do something. So finally in 2019, you know what? He made up his mind and he moved forward. Now, one of the things that he did, let me see if I can get here, is he went out and he found a property that was available for sale. And when you look at the property, when we do these case studies, we have before and after photos. Those are the photos that the members take of the property before they get started. And then they take photos afterwards so that you can see the glaring difference between these properties. Well, he found a property that started off as a 3-bedroom, 1-bath property. It's about 1,450 square feet. It's an older property. It was built in 1953. And it's in the greater San Antonio market. And, you know, when he showed the picture of this property, it didn't look very good. It really didn't look very good. It was, I mean, here, I'll just describe to you what I'm seeing in the photo. The house is a very, very pale and faded yellow color. It's not attractive at all. The trim, well, all the trim, what paint was still there was kind of a brownish color, kind of like baby poop brown. Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. And the roof, that roof looks like it's got issues. It definitely looks like it has issues. And he went to work on this property, and then he presented a after photo. I'll tell you what, I had to look a couple of times to make sure this was the same house. You know, I had to make sure the door was in the same place and the windows were in the same place. And you know what? It's the same house. And now it has been transformed on the outside. It actually looks great. It has something called curb appeal. It is inviting. It is a place that you could look at and you go, man, I wouldn't mind living in that particular property. And you know what? The interior was kind of the same way. It really was. I mean, he showed a photo of the living room area. Now get this. It's got that popcorn ceiling stuff. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. On the ceiling. Yeah. Well, he made all that go away. The walls were covered with very ugly wallpaper. Very, very ugly. And of course, there was carpet throughout the entire house. And none of that worked with his game plan. So when he sat down and he did his scope of work with regards to what needed to be done on this property, he realized that there were some significant problems. First of all, he needed to put a new roof on that property because the old roof, was on its last legs. He also knew that this property had foundation problems. In other words, the property had settled a little bit, and it was, well, it wasn't perfectly level. If you put a marble in the middle of a room, it would roll to one of the walls. That's just the way it was. The AC, it was toast. It needed to be replaced. He also knew that by adjusting the foundation, it would potentially create some problems with the plumbing. And it did. It created a problem with the old cast iron pipes that were there, and he had to put in a new sewer line. He also had to replace a lot of the basic water supply plumbing in the property. And then on the inside of the property, I mean, he literally took this house down to the studs. He really did. And he built it back anew. Inside now is a very, very beautiful, attractive property. You wouldn't know this thing was built in 1953, because when he got done with it, it was essentially built in 2020. It's got vinyl plank flooring throughout, which looks very beautiful. It looks like hardwood flooring. The paint scheme on the interior, he has a two-tone paint scheme, which really makes the rooms look even bigger than they are. This place is amazing. Now, the numbers. Here's where you need to pay attention, because he made money five different ways on this particular property. Now, he was able to buy this property for $74,000 because this property had issues. I kind of told you what a lot of them were. Had a lot of issues. Basically, deferred maintenance, just, you know, the previous owner just kind of let the property go. They just kind of lived there, and that's the way it was. But he also knew that if he fixed this property up, like kind properties all fixed up in that neighborhood were trading or selling for about $160,000. So that gave him a base equity of $86,000 to work with. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get back into the numbers so that you can see how he made money five different ways.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So, earlier in the show, I was talking about a gentleman by the name of Arnulfo and what he has done with a property that he acquired as a Lifestyles Unlimited member and renovated and then put back on the market for rent to an absolutely wonderful resident. And, you know, he went through a pretty big transformation on this property. Now, the property was originally a three-bedroom, one-bath. It had a garage conversion, which was, well, it was really just kind of an extra room. So what one of the things that he did was when he rehab this property, he turned it into a four-bedroom, two-bath property. And, you know, that was part of the plan all along. Now, I mentioned that he was able to buy this property for $74,000 and that the fixed-up, repaired value of this property was $160,000. That gave him a base equity of $86,000 to work with. Now, he needed about $54,000 for rehab. That's what his rehab budget was. That's what he spent. And he had some closing costs of about, well, $13,761. When all was said and done, he did a great job. He really, really did. Let me just tell you that his net equity in this particular property, after the rehab costs, after the closing costs, was still a little over $18,000. Now, guess how much money he spent out of his own pocket to do this deal? And you're thinking, wow, he spent $74,000 to buy it. It cost him $54,000 to rehab it. Gosh, right there, we're already looking at, what, $118,000? Then he had closing costs of another almost $14,000. And he had to use a bunch of money. Wrong. That's not how it played out. What he did was he used a hard money asset. In other words, he partnered with one of our Lifestyles Unlimited vendors who basically said, we know what you're doing. We understand your business plan, and we will loan you 70% of that after repair value. So he was able to take out a hard money loan that covered the bulk of his costs. And once he finished the rehab on the property, he was able to go to a conventional lender because now the property is all fixed up. They're willing to lend what the value of the property was. He was able to refinance that deal out. His total cash out of pocket, are you sitting down? $15,878. That's right. Under $16,000 to do this deal. That gave him a return on capital gain of about 115%. Now, he was able to put this property on the market and achieve a $1,500 a month rent for this property because a four-bedroom, two-bath in that area is renting for right around $1,500 a month. And he had the nicest property available in that submarket. Now, that $1,500 a month in rent translates into an income stream of $18,000 per year. Now, he had to pay his mortgage on that property. He really doesn't have to budget for maintenance because he fixed everything that could have gone wrong with this property. I mean, he put in brand new appliances. This thing is, well, it's literally brand new. I mean, with the exception of the original studs. He's cash flowing $560 a month on this property. That's the amount of money he is putting into his pocket. That translates into a $6,720 a year raise. That essentially is a raise that he gave himself. His cash on cash return, and you calculate that by taking the annual cash flow and dividing it by the amount of money he actually put into the project, which was under $16,000, he is getting 42% return on his investment. 42%. Now think about it. When's the last time you got a cash on cash return of 42% on your investments? Well, he's doing it. And I'll tell you what, he is doing a great job. Now let's talk about some of the other ways he's actually making money in real estate, because real estate provides returns five different ways in the single family space. So we talked about the cash flow. He's got a 42% return on that. We talked about the return on capital gains, which essentially is taking the net equity of about, let's do this math correctly. You take the cash out of pocket, you divide it by the net equity, and he's got about 115% on the capital gains return, which is really good. Now, this property will appreciate over time. Historically, properties tend to double in value about every 20 years. So if I just sit back and I say, okay, let's say the property appreciates 5% per year. Now, maybe some of you might think that's too high. Some of you might think that's too low. Doesn't matter. I'm just using a number that makes sense to me. He could anticipate having the value of that property go up about $8,000 in the first year, and then about $8,400 in the second year, and then about $8,820 in the third year. So that the end of 3 years, this property has the potential to appreciate about $25,000, a little bit above that based on my calculation. That would move the future value of this property to about $185,220. Now, I mentioned that he put long-term conventional financing on this property and he got a really good interest rate on it. So essentially what he did was he put an 80% loan to value on this property, which meant he took out financing of $120,000. Now, because he is making payments on that property, every month when you make your mortgage payment, a portion of it goes to principal and a portion of it goes to interest. And over time, the principal amount goes up, the interest amount goes down. It's just the way it is. And what I estimate based on a three-year lifespan of this particular loan, that principal that he owes will pay down around about $7,000. So his estimated loan balance at the end of 3 years will be $121,000. Now, if he decides, let's say at the end of 3 years, that he wants to sell that property, and that value is right around $185,000 in 3 years, and he's got a loan balance of about $121,000, his equity at sale is right around the neighborhood of $64,000. Now, if you apply the costs associated with sale, and I like to use an 8% number because you're going to pay real estate commissions, you're going to pay title insurance, and you might have some other miscellaneous expenses, right around 8%. His cost to sale is just going to be right around $5,000, which means his adjusted capital gains, in other words, the amount of money he would put into his pocket if he sold the property, would be around $59,000. Pretty good return on this property. But let's say at the end of 3 years, he doesn't want to sell it. Maybe he really sees the potential for this property to continue to go up in value. Maybe he bought in a submarket that's really on fire. Prices are going up. So he decides he wants to hold that property. What he might want to do is do a cash out refinance. Now, I estimated the value of that property to be about $185,000. So if he did an 80% cash out based on that value, that would provide a brand new loan of $148,000. He would pay off the existing loan balance of $121,000, and he would put into his pocket right around $27,000. And that money would be tax-free, because what you're doing is you're restructuring debt on the property. You're not subject to capital gains. Capital gains only kick in if you transfer the property to somebody else. Pretty cool stuff, huh? Well, I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I've got another bit of information I want to share with you. Back after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I do need to clarify one thing that I said in the last segment. I said that to calculate your return on capital gain, you take your cash out of pocket and you divide it by your net equity. I got my formula backwards and I apologize for that. So let me clean that mess up for you right now. So in Arnulfo's case, he took $18,239 in net equity. That's what was left over after, you know, subtracting out the repair costs and the holding and closing costs and things like that. When you divide that number by the $15,878 he put into the actual property, his return on capital gain is 115%. I just want to be very clear with you. I just don't want to spread misinformation. Now, here's the thing I wanted to share with you that I think is just really, really cool about this particular deal. While he was working with his team that he built using the Lifestyles Unlimited vendor program, he noticed that the property literally right next door was in about as bad a shape as this property that he was working on. And he thought, I wonder what's going on over there. I mean, the property was vacant, and you know, he started asking some of the neighbors, hey, do you know who owns that property? Well, he finally figured out who the owner was, and he contacted that individual and said, what are you doing with that property, man? And the guy's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's in bad shape. I don't know what to do with it. And you know what he said? Arnulfo said? He said, what if I buy it from you? So he wound up buying the property next door. And here's what's really cool about it. This property was the exact same floor plan as the property he had just renovated. The exact same thing. So he knew going into that second property exactly what he needed to do to bring that property up to 2020 standards. And, you know, one of the things that he did was he bought that property and he went to work on it immediately after finishing the one that he presented last night. And here's the thing that came out of the whole discussion. He learned that on the property that he presented last night, the one I told you about, he had actually kind of over-improved a few things. You know, I mean, it's kind of a beginner's mistake. It happens. You know, did it kill the deal for him? Oh, absolutely not. But because when he worked on the second property and he didn't spend as much money on the rehab, guess what happened? Yeah. He was able to take advantage of the fact that he didn't put as much money into it. Now, that second property, it actually is cash flowing better for him. Yeah, it's actually cash flowing better because he was able to put a smaller loan on the property. It was just a business decision that he chose to make. So that second property is producing $650 a month in passive income, which translates into $7,800 in annual cash flow. Yeah. So when you take just those two properties and you combine that cash flow together, you're looking at $14,520 a year in income that just two properties are providing him. And you know what? He's already working on number three. He is, because once he got over his case of analysis paralysis, once he realized that, you know what? You can do this, man. You are capable. You are competent. You have surrounded yourself with the right mentors. You have surrounded yourself with the right members of your team. You can now take the reins off and you can go as fast as you want to do. And here's what he said last night. He says, you know, after doing my first deal and seeing how easy it was, because that was his hangup. He really thought that getting into this real estate investing thing, you know, based on all of the education that he had witnessed and all the case studies he attended, he really thought this was going to be a lot of work. And at the end of the day, it wasn't a lot of work for him. He had people on his team doing all the heavy lifting. He was just orchestrating the deal. He said this, I am now addicted to the cash flow. And guess what? I can't stop. Yeah. Hey, man, don't stop. Keep going. That is going to transition you to a point in your life where you're going to be in control of your life again. So we asked him, okay, what's on the horizon for you? What's the game plan going forward? He says, in the short term, he wants to get himself to 10 single family houses. That is his short term goal. And I'll tell you what, now that he's taking action, he is working aggressively to get there, and he's going to get there. He will absolutely get there. And he said in the long term, what he wants to do is he wants to transition from single family properties into multifamily properties. He wants to start buying apartment communities as an independent rental owner, meaning he wants to buy the properties himself. He wants to own and operate them himself. He's not interested in syndicating the deals or anything like that. And you know what? That is totally cool stuff. So, you know, as the night went on, and I realize I'm running out of time, and I apologize to you guys, Peter came on the case study. And Peter's a real interesting dude. This guy, he's an IT project manager, and his wife, Linda, is currently in school learning how to become a dentist. So she's in medical school. And the neat thing about Peter is when he joined Lifestyles Unlimited, he was living in Baltimore, Maryland. Yeah, he was. He joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and he went through the educational program, and he realized that the concept of live where you want, invest where you want, made perfect sense to him. And he really wanted to get involved with real estate because he had a cousin who is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited that was kind of bragging about how good they were doing with all of their real estate investments. So you know what? Peter said, I want a piece of that action. So he went out and he acquired a property. And this property, it's kind of like the one that Arnulfo presented. I mean, when you see the before picture, you go, ugh, that thing is ugly. But when you see the after photo, and you know, after he'd put a new roof on it, after he repainted the exterior, after he replaced the garage doors, because the garage doors that were there, they were, you know, kind of looked like somebody backed into them. They looked like junk. He cleaned this property up, and he cleaned it up well. On the interior, he pretty much lightened everything up. Now, in the kitchen, the existing cabinets were okay, but the appliances were old and dated. So you know what he did? He refinished all the cabinetry. He painted them a beautiful soft white color, and he has dark hardwood floors throughout this property, because this property actually had hardwood floors in it, and he put in stainless steel appliances. And I'll tell you what, this thing looks absolutely inviting. Now, we don't have a lot of time left, so I'm just going to get into the five ways he made money in real estate. He was able to buy this property for $87,000, and the property, he knew going into this deal that similar properties, all fixed up in that submarket, were selling for about $170,000. So he knew, based on that purchase price, he had about $83,000 to work with. Now, it took about $50,000 to do the rehab on this property. And his closing costs were right around $15,000, because it took a little bit longer for him to do some of the renovations that he needed to do. But his net equity was $18,000. $45. Now, his cash out of pocket was a little bit higher. He cash out of pocket, he came in right around just under $30,000. So his return on capital gain is about 60.3%. Now, this particular property provides rental income of $1,275 a month. That translates into $15,300 a year in income. His cash flow after paying his mortgage on this property comes in at around $317. That gives him a annual cash flow of $3,804. Now, his cash on cash return was 12.7%. But here's the really interesting thing about this property. He was coming out of a 1031 exchange. See, he owned a property that in Baltimore, Maryland, and he decided he was going to relocate to Florida because that's where his wife was going to dental school. So they sold that property. They learned how to do a 1031 exchange from us at Lifestyles Unlimited, and he used the proceeds that came out of that particular deal to buy this particular property and the two other ones that he did prior to this. That's right. So he was able to defer all of the taxes and move into other properties that are producing much better for him. Now, we asked him, hey, where are all these properties at that you're invested in? And he's like, well, I'm in San Antonio for two of the houses, and I'm in Fort Worth for the third house. And I'm also invested in some multifamily deals. And we said, where are those at? Well, one's in Tennessee and the other one's in Dallas. So it's proof positive that you can live where you want, but invest where it makes sense. And you know what he said last night? He says, I've never seen any of these properties because I have built a fantastic team that takes care of things for me. So if you want to get started, you want to learn to do what these gentlemen have done. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.